It's nearly 20 years ago. Even last night, even yesterday when I went into this, I've never been to this place before. I'll give him a shout out, AK. Hi, fella. He's a great soul singer, but he does a Barry White tribute, which is fantastic. We had a good chat, but even still, you know, people come up and they want to say, what's Simon like? What's Sharon Osbourne like? And I'm thinking, look, you've had 20 years to see what she's like. Bloody hell, you know, we know what she's like. We know what these people are like.
But before you did that, I mean, before you actually went on to the X Factor, this is what I think people are realising now, what these shows are, where they cherry pick people out. Some people don't go to the full audition from the beginning. And, you know, you were already doing, about to go on tour with a legend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it was at the time. It was a funny thing because, well, it's not really funny. It's just bizarre. I'd given up singing. When I said to myself I'd give up singing when I got to about 30 and do something else, and I ended up getting into recording and writing and producing. I worked with an artist that I got signed to a major record label in America, but like all things don't go the way you expect them to. And even though we'd signed a massive record deal, they never released the album. I mean, they spent a fortune on recording the album but didn't release it. It was all politics, and which it always seems to be. And then I thought, I'll get back out. I bought some gear. Not, you know, when I say gear, I always think the other thing. But anyway, I bought some equipment.
Yes.
And I decided to do a few gigs and got my voice back up. I got spotted by an agent who said, why don't you look, I've got Dionne Warwick coming into London. And she was in tour recently. And she's coming to the Fairfield Halls. We'd like you to do the support. And I thought, oh, wow, thank you. Yes, please. And off the back of that, they offered me the support Lionel Richie at Wembley. And ironically,
and that's before X Factor.
That was before X Factor. And it's sliding doors moment, because you think, what would have happened if I'd done that support? And where, because it is ironically, it was on the 11th of December, on exactly the same night that I won X Factor, across the road, because the Fountain Studios was right opposite Wembley Arena. And it's on the same night, same, literally within a few hundred yards of each other. I would have been in one venue and not the other, and how your life changes. But you can't regret it, because you never know. You just never know where life would take you. And so you still don't know where life's going to take you.
If you could go back and change going on the X Factor, would you change it, or would you just say, no, I'm going to go through and I'm going to live it all again?
No, if I'd have changed anything, I think we always look at a life and think where we went wrong with something in our life, and we try not to have regret. But if I had one regret, I think then on the night of the final, I wish that once I got the infamous Sharon berating in front of everyone, and she's basically called me a fake and being a nasty piece of work, I think that's the moment that I should have just walked off stage, went to my girlfriend at the time, Eileen, and left the building, and just not come back for the result, and just not got involved with the business. Because I think by still hanging in there, you become complicit and you can't complain, because you know, by then I knew exactly what was going on. I knew behind the scenes, and even when I did, like when you're promoting, I did an interview with the Sun. Even though I hated the Sun, I let them do that. And so I can't, I'm kind of, by then you've gone too far, and you should say, hold on a minute, these are against my morals, I shouldn't have done it. So I can only blame myself for that, really.